My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
1201. Here on the Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer. Lugi. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I'm being told by the powers that be that I'm not only on WFAN, of course, but I'm also, for the first time, on YouTube. And I'm glad somebody told me that, because I was thinking about taking my pants off, which that would be a great debut on YouTube. I mean, like, hi-yo. No, I'm not even joking. I was thinking about taking my pants off, because usually I'm just sitting here doing a radio show. It's me and the producer, and then that's it. So if I'm feeling a little froggy, I'm feeling a little frisky, might take my pants off. But I don't think, well, maybe the YouTube audience would want that. Again, that would be some debut on YouTube. But you get to see me. Some of you don't know what I look like. Yes, I do look like this way, and you get to watch me on YouTube, which is awesome. It means you can watch me all across the globe right now on the internet, which is awesome. So I'm on YouTube. Hello, YouTube people. Hopefully it's a jam-packed in there. Everybody, Kyle, you know, Lugauer stinks. He's horrible. He thinks he's Mad Dog. He's ruining this radio station. You know, he always says Nixon 4. He always says Nixon 5. How about the Mets? David Stern stinks. You're awful. Why do you always wear a hat? You know, blah, 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 blah. I'm sure those are what the comments are, but I don't have the YouTube comments people telling me what the comments are. I gotta get in touch with my YouTube people on that. But yes, we are on YouTube for the first time after hours. Hopefully not the last time, but it might have been the last time if I took my pants off. I don't know what the YouTube rules are. I feel like you can do anything on there. I mean, is there really any rules against... Well, and you're on YouTube? It's the Wild West. But that's where I'm at right now. I just feel like getting naked. Because I'm so pumped up, I'm so fired up. I'm literally texting people at the station apologizing because I'm like ranting and raving on the air. But you know what? This is raw emotion because I am so excited and happy for not just my fellow Knicks fans, but for all the generations of people that had to just wait for this moment. Some are no longer with us, but they still are. And the fact that we get to enjoy this together, those of us that are still here, to bask in the glory of, you know, sports can be so cruel. It could be so cruel. It could rip your heart out. It could stomp on it. It's like the first time you ever fell in love and you had your heart ripped out. We've all been there, right? I was there several times. I say that all the time. I said, how the ship has left the station? Oh, is that really what it would be? I guess the ship would leave more of the port, not the station. Anywho. That's happened to me several times in my life. But you bounce back. But in sports, sports and the relationship we have with sports, 95% of the time, if you think about it, is disappointment. Because, you know, at the end of the year, you don't win a championship. So it might actually be more than 95%. But you come back year in and year out. You go through the turnstile because of one word. Hope. Hope. You hope that at some point in your life, you will experience a championship for the team or teams that you root for. And not only are we getting that, we are getting the greatest run that we have ever seen in this town from a sports team that we root for. When you consider, because I get it with the Giants, but you're winning one game to beat a team. One. And as great as those runs were, and the 90s Yankees and all that stuff, this team, they haven't lost in over a month. And they're not going to lose. Let's just keep it real. Let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it 100. They're not losing another game. They're not. And I think this is the closest game, and it was 10 points, that you're going to see for the rest of the series. The Knicks are going to smash the Spurs on their way to a championship in four now. I thought it would be five. Now it's going to be four. Just like I thought that after game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Shout out to Brunson, who was... It's like watching, if you're a wrestling fan, you know, the hero get beat up early on and then makes his comeback late in the game, or in that case, in a wrestling match. Or if you watch a Tom Cruise movie, how early on it's, well, he's a long-lost love, and perhaps they'll reconnect. And, oh no, here comes the bad guy, and you have 6 minutes before the sunglasses explode. And Tom Cruise always manages to save the day. Same thing with Brunson. He gets hurt early on. I'm sure Knicks fans like, oh my God, my fellow Knicks fans like, oh, this is it. We came this far for what? And then Jalen didn't have his best performance leading up to about the fourth quarter. And then, like Tom Cruise, like a babyface or a hero or the good guy in wrestling, at the end, he shines. He dropped, what do you have, like 30 points tonight? He was ridiculous, as usual. Sometimes I think he's just messing with us. Sometimes I think he wants to put on a theatrical performance because he is a wrestling fan. He loves the drama. But the bottom line is this. At the end of that game, because even though the Spurs went on that 9-0 run, obviously the lead in the third quarter, and it was critical when Wemby went out. Those minutes with Wemby on the bench, which is this series. I mean, when Wemby is not on the floor, Cornette's a stiff. So when he's out there, the Knicks have to take advantage. They did. And that really flipped the game. Well, you know what? If I'm the Spurs, I would have Wemby out there until he drops. The idea that you're taking it. Hello, you got to win this game. So I would probably not put Wemby on the bench, but that's just me. The Knicks were able to take advantage in that spot. And late in the game, when the Spurs went on that 9-0 run, here's the difference. Brunson is not going to be denied. He is not going to be denied. Not happening. Just like Jeter wouldn't be denied. Just like Eli Manning wouldn't be denied. Just like the agita that I have right now because I continue to burp. That's not going to be denied. Hello, YouTube. Yeah, you see what I'm going through on YouTube right now. You can feel a little bit of agita. That's nothing to do with the winning. Maybe I just had something today that's giving me a little indigestion. Well, a little heartburn. Actually, I don't really have heartburn. But I have a little indigestion. So you might get a burp out of me. But the bottom line is this. Hello, YouTube. Hello, WFN. Hello, New York City. Can't wait to party with everybody Friday night. I'm going to be in the mix big time. I was driving through the streets tonight and... I'm just seeing the streets was incredible. The city is alive and well, my friends. Let's go to Eric in Parsippany here on After Hours. Loogie in the late night on The Fan. What's up, E?
Tommy, dude, your energy is off the charts right now. I love it.
Thank you. And by the way, I apologize to our digital team here. I think I said some disparaging things about them. They're working their asses off. I'm just ranting and raving and being a lunatic on the air. That's just the way I am. Sometimes I like to be calculated. I want to know what's everything going on. I want my hands in everything. And I feel like digital, they're just doing things without me knowing what they're doing. And that gives me a little bit of anxiety. But we're all good. Thank you, digital.
Absolutely.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Knicks. And away we go, Eric. It's my pleasure, by the way. This is the greatest gift I can have, is to be on the air right now during this run and just be in the greatest city in the world and the greatest station on the world, you know?
You got Tommy the Sauce Man, Tommy the YouTuber now.
Yeah, Tommy.
You got Tommy the Puck. You know, you got everything.
Well, not only that, I am, as you know, there are many Tommies, Positive Tommy being my bread and butter. But one of the Tommies is Tommy the Complainer. So you do get Tommy the Complainer occasionally. So
I know. They got you with the cat that one time, but don't worry about it.
Correct, Eric. So in one foul swoop there in this hour or so I've been on since the Knicks have won game one, you've gotten Tommy the Hype Man, you got Tommy the YouTuber, you got Positive Tommy, you got Tommy the Vindicator, and yes, you even got Tommy the Complainer. Hello, YouTube. What's going on, Eric? What can I do for you?
So it's like DiCaprio said in Wolf of Wall Street. The show goes on. We ain't leaving. This team is just destined.
Yes.
The comeback,
yes.
The defense, I mean, they turned it on. And then when Wemby went out, Brunson took over, you know?
Yep, absolutely. And one of the big things I said going into this series was the inexperience of the Spurs was going to be their downfall, especially when you consider all the experience the Knicks have. Well, you know what? On the brightest of lights and the biggest of stages, the NBA Finals, when this game was close with a couple minutes to go, the team with more experience, the team with the best player on the floor right now, Wemby's going to be, I think, have a better career than James, but who knows? Maybe he won't. But obviously, physically, the way he could play defense, yeah, and he, in all likelihood, is going to go down as a better a player. But yeah, right now, Brunson is the best player in the series. I said it before the series, and he showed you that tonight. Because you know what? When the chips were down and it mattered the most, Jalen Brunson, like he always does, got this team across the finish line.
Yeah, Tommy, so last time I called you is after Game 3 Hawks, yeah, when we went down 2-1.
You seem to be, that seems to be everybody. It feels like, Eric, that everybody called me that night because obviously it was a rough loss.
That
and I haven't heard from anybody in weeks.
Ignition.
Yeah, because they've won ever since, so nobody wanted to call me.
I mean, not even that. We've won every game by double digits. We won by double digits tonight somehow. It's
crazy,
it's an
right?
epic run. It's an epic run. And, you know, we're 4.5 points underdogs going in tonight. And
well, it's free money.
Show up. They're,
free money.
They're lunch pail, they're muscle, they're gritty, they're nails. I just love this team, Tommy.
Yep.
And let's go Knicks, baby. Let's do it.
Yep, Eric, appreciate the call. There's nothing not to love. This has become, and when it's all said and done, I could really think about it, but I don't see a team right now, when they get through these next three games and sweep the Spurs and win a championship, I don't know if there is going to, at this stage here, another team where you could say, hey, they're more beloved than this group. The Ranger team and Messier and the Guarantee and 1940, 1994. I still remember hearing all that as a kid. That was special. When the Yankees broke through in the 90s, that was special. The Mets championships were special. The Islanders dynasty, or dynasty, as they say across the pond, was very special. Of course, if you were there for the early Knicks championships, that was special. But 53 years. 53.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at UnitedHealthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
and a group of guys that we have, it feels like we've grown up with. And we have felt pain with them. We've felt heartache with them. And this goes back to the standing ovation that they got after game 7 a couple years ago against the Pacers when they lost. And Knicks fans, as usual, by the idiots in the coalition of Knicks haters led by the weasel Evan Roberts, who's miserable, and he said losers lose. Well, okay, but losers didn't lose tonight. So he's going to have to eat those words tomorrow. Newsflash. Well, definitely tune into Evan and Tiki tomorrow, but I'll save you the time. Evan's going to come on the radio and tell you the Knicks are winning the championship. So there you go. That'll be the open. But definitely tune in, as you should tune into everybody. The Knicks and the Knicks fans, I should say, were criticized for that. But we know ball, and we know guts and grit and determination, and we know that and knew that this was the start of something very, very special. We just knew it. And boy, were we right. Boy, were we right. Because, and this is okay, because it's New York City, it's a tough town. And I was alluding to this before the break. And this is, I think, a safe place when it comes to stuff like this. As we take it down a little bit of a notch here, and then we'll build it back up. This all starts, to me, with James Dolan. And there were so many through the years that said this team will never win a championship as long as James Dolan owns this team. Well, guess what? They're winning a championship, and James Dolan owns the team. For Dolan to hire the right person, and this gives hope to the Jets and Woody Johnson, the best thing that Dolan could have ever done was to hire Leon Rose. And Leon Rose stepped in, and he's dealing with a very passionate, very loyal, very starved, very thirsty fan base. So it wasn't always smooth sailing, meaning a lot of his decisions, really all of them, outside, because even Bridges, the initial excitement for Mikal was there, but then literally like the next day, well, how about all these picks they gave up, and how about all these picks? So across the board, you know, Brunson's was criticized, bringing in Brunson, hand up, I criticized it. The OG trade, criticized. Cat criticized that trade. Bridges trade, criticized. Tibbs getting fired, criticized. Mike Brown getting hired, criticized. I think we should all take a vow now not to ever criticize something Leon Rose ever does again, because hopefully he stays here for as long as humanly possible, so this isn't the last time we're feeling this. But Leon Rose was criticized every move he made, which I get it, because we all wanted what we're feeling right now. That's it. So if I criticize something, it's because I wanted to see the team be great and win a championship. And I thought I knew better than Leon Rose. Newsflash, I didn't. If you didn't like the Mike Brown hiring or the Tibbs firing, you wanted to see this team win a championship. You thought you knew better than Leon Rose. Guess what? You didn't. Leon Rose, brick by brick, built this team into a champion. Not only a champion, but a team that is going on a historic run. Something that, of the likes, we just have never seen and may never see again. And he has built a group of lovable guys, guys that will spill their guts on the floor, give everything up to the city. And the bond that these players have with this city is just, it's heartwarming, it's emotional, and it's a bond that will never be broken. It's a bond that will never be broken. And that's been my overall theme of the night. You know, we could do the X's and O's, we could talk about X's and O's. They're not losing another game. They haven't lost in over a month. They're not going to lose. My message to everybody listening right now, because I know you're pumped up, is enjoy the heck out of this. Enjoy this for people that are no longer with us. Enjoy this for all the years that we sat there, because I don't care what age you are, you can't say Knick fan without long and suffering in front of it. Enjoy this. The time for worrying, the time for agita, the time for aggravation, the time for panic, the time for, oh boy, the Knicks are going to turn into a pumpkin. It's not happening. It's not happening. So enjoy this. Enjoy it with friends. Enjoy it with family. Enjoy it with this great radio station. Enjoy it on social media. enjoy the parade, enjoy the partying if you like to partake in that stuff. If you see your boy in the street, me, drinks are on you, dap it up and we'll have a great time. Because this is, and now you could see me on YouTube. You could, because some videos people are like, oh, is he looking down reading something? No, I just like to look down when I talk. Am I reading anything? Am I reading? I have notes, some notes, but, and I just end up doodling. I used to get annoyed at Craig because I would give him like a show sheet with stuff that, you know, miscellaneous stuff I thought would be fun topics in and out of break. And then I'd walk across, walk over here to hand him something and he would doodle over the sheet. I spent hours on that. You're doodling on it? And now here I am doing the same thing. I just doodle on it. Now, tonight I've actually been pretty good with the doodling because I've been so dialed in, laser focus, because it's a party here. But yeah, I have a sheet and a doodle all over it. Let's go to Dave on the fan. What's up, Dave? Here on After Hours, Loogie in the Late Night. What's up, Dave? Yeah, no, I agree. I think I'm the greatest thing ever happened to this radio station. Let's go to Chris in Michigan. What's up, Chris?
Tommy, long time no talk, hey, buddy.
Yeah, good to hear from you. Hope all is well. It's nice to hear your voice, Chris.
Yeah, got married, all that good stuff.
Okay, so, well, listen, you know, my condolences on that, but you know, it is what it is. Something it catches us all, Chris. So who am I to say anything? You know, we all at some point the bell tolls for us all. I'm just teasing. Congratulations.
I know. Thank you. So since it's your first time on YouTube and all, you might have some new viewers and stuff. You know, I've been calling in and defending you when you were taking a beating from Sean.
Oh, big time. Big time.
Always listen to you on the Luke Hour.
Thank you.
Called on your last show and congratulated you for getting this spot. So I want to just say this is definitely a team of destiny. Yep. I never count my chickens before they hatch, but I truly believe in everything you're saying about this. I feel the same way. Before I get off the phone, I just want to say I am so excited for all the New Yorkers and the people that live there and that have gone through the times and actually went to the games. I love hearing the calls and the emotion in their voices.
Yep.
I want to keep hearing those calls, and I want to end it by saying this. I do not think it's a coincidence that when you got your own show in your own spot,
well, Chris,
trying to get over.
Yeah.
I love you, Positive Tommy. Let's go, Knicks.
Yeah, we don't need to make this about me, but if you want to, you're right. Positive Tommy enters the nights here after hours, and not only do I bring you high entertainment and positivity, I'm bringing you a Knicks championship. It's not a coincidence. I always say this, Positive Tommy's like Novocaine. Just give him time, it always works. I am an acquired taste. The first time you hear me, now for the first time you see me on YouTube, you might be like, well, this is, yeah, I get it. I got to hit the gym. I got to hit the gym. I understand that. But I'm a lean cuisine. You know, I wear basically women's jeans. Well, not all the time, but you know where you got those jeans from, and they damn sure weren't the men's department. But I could fit in some women's jeans. If they're a nice pair of jeans, I'm going to wear them. But I got skinny legs, you know, girls, chicken legs, girls would kill for them. My ass looks like a balloon that you take the air out of it. And yeah, I got a little bit of a round face. It is what it is. Those are genetics. Sometimes the weight goes to my stomach, my little dad bod, although I guess I'm a cat dad now, so I guess I'm technically a dad. Don't have actual human children, but I do have a cat. But this is your chance to see me. This is your chance to hear me. And sometimes the first time you're like, I don't know. But I am an acquired taste. And give it time, it always works. Positive Tommy is bringing you a Knicks championship and my fellow Met fans, don't worry. I will bring you this as well with the Mets. And, of course, we're super excited about the Giants as well. This could be a very, very, very big year in New York sports with the Knicks kicking it off. Let's go to Dave on the fan. I'm pretty sure he's with us now. Dave, what do you got? Well, listen, I understand. Yes, I know. Look, I think I'm a bigger Knicks fan than McMonagle? Yes, but my understanding, Dave, you don't have to get all loud about it. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Okay. No, well, I'm not going to do that. You know, at the end there is, if you didn't hear it, he said, tell Evan I said hi. I'm not going to do that. That's like when people tell you to tell your mom I said hi. Does anybody actually tell their mom hi? Nobody. Never in the history of tell your mom I said hi. Does mom ever get that high? Ever. Tell your mother I said hello. Yeah, we'll do. No chance. I'm not telling my mother you said hello. Why am I going to do that? I'm going to go out of my way. By the way, Mama, so-and-so said hello. You want to say hello to my mom? You go say hello to her. This isn't 1950 where you got to send a carrier pigeon to communicate with people. You call her up. You text her. You hit her up on whatever she's on. You go hit her up. You go tell her hello. I'm not going to do that. By the way, 16 people that I ran into today, Mom, they want me to tell you that they said hello. So, Dave, I'm not going to tell these people that you said hello as well. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours here on The Fan. Let's go to Andrew in Pittsburgh. What's up, Drew?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
I think I don't want to throw a wet blanket on the Knicks. I was born and raised in Queens.
Yeah. I feel a butt coming, and not the Jennifer Lopez type. I think there's a butt coming here, not a B-U-T-T, but a B-U-T, Andrew. I would just say tread lightly here. I'm going to allow it, but I feel a butt.
You can call in anything you want, but the Knicks haven't won anything
yet.
Yeah,
they've won the championship tonight. You didn't hear about that? You've been up the town a little bit. Maybe they didn't go and tell you that, but they won the championship tonight. You think they'll lose it four games? You think they'll lose it four games in this series?
They can certainly win.
Do you think they're losing four games in this series? The questions will get harder as we go. Yes or no? Do you think they're winning? Do you think they're losing four games in the series?
Listen.
I'm listening, but you're not saying anything. Do you think they're losing four games in the series?
Anything can happen. It's 1-0.
No. It's not 1-0. They've ripped off, 12 in a row now? They're not losing the series. It's over. The Spurs don't have the experience. They don't have the internal fortitude to win the series. They're done. They're cooked.
Dude, this is the problem.
No, you're the problem because we're trying to celebrate a Knicks championship and you're trying to throw cold water on it.
What? You haven't won it yet.
It's
you
over.
You haven't won the series.
Andrew, what basketball team do you root for? What basketball team do you root for?
Oh my God!
What basketball team do you root for? What basketball team do you root for? Answer the question. I'm not asking for your social security number. Just tell me the basketball team you root for. No, he hung up. Now you see what I got to go through YouTube. Somebody's sitting there right now on his computer. That's Lou Gowrie. He's mean to the callers. He's just a jerk. What the heck are they doing to him on the air? His uncle must be the architect. By the way, if my uncle was the architect, don't you think I'd be an afternoon drive? I would not, or morning drive. Why would I be at night? I love being at night, though, by the way. This is great, because I could be the first voice on the air when the Knicks win the championship. It's over. It's OVA. Over. Enjoy it, because I am. That great train has pulled into the station. I'm getting a seat on it. I already got a seat on it. You can get one, too. Or you could be like Andrew, and you could be, if he even was a Knicks fan, he couldn't even tell me if he was a Knicks fan or not. So in all likelihood, he wasn't. But that's okay. I don't know if he's part of the Coalition Indicators. I don't know if he's a salty Celtic fan or Laker fan or any of these other teams that are long since home. Bottom line is this. You're not going to break up my party. That's the bottom line. You're not going to break up the party of this city because we're about to have the biggest party in the history of this city. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Hello, YouTube. Hello to my loyal listeners here on After Hours. I have you for another 90 minutes here on The Fan. We'll continue to take your calls, your reaction as the Knicks take game one in this series against the Spurs. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join the conversation. Tommy Lugauer, Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really?
But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here. Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
12:31. Here are the Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer. I know everybody out there had a very pleasant Luke evening. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Knicks won the championship tonight. It's gonna be a sweep, so I'm already thinking about the parade here. So if game four is a Wednesday, that means the parade will be June 12th, I would think, on the Friday. Ready to rock, which I'm all for. I don't have to be at work that night. If the parade's on a Friday, it will truly be after hours. And after hours is the one you want to attend. Because not only is your boy off, but basically everybody's off. Nobody goes to work on Friday anymore. The only people that go to work on Friday anymore is the people on the on-air staff here that work on Fridays. Who the heck works on Fridays anymore? Fridays is the new Saturdays. Saturdays is the new Sundays. Sundays is the same Saturdays and Fridays. Monday is kind of like a Sunday now. Tuesday, maybe people going to work. Wednesday, definitely everybody goes to work. And that's about it. You got a one-day work week. But you have so many meetings on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but actually physically going into the office, that's Wednesday. That's about it. So as long as the parade's on a Wednesday, everybody's going to be good. But yours truly on a Friday... it's going to be absolutely off the charts. This parade, which will have, I would say, north of 3 million people at it. North of 3 million. If it's on any day of the week, but certainly on a Friday, it will be the biggest party that we have ever seen in a city known for its partying. It's the only place on the planet at 4 a.m. that you can get a slice of pizza and a Cadillac. That's what New York City is. It truly never sleeps, except for 2020. Then it went to bed. Then it was asleep by like 9 o'clock at night, and maybe 10. But outside of 2020, and maybe early 21. But outside of that, it never sleeps. And it's not going to sleep. And if I got the day off, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be at that parade, and then after hours. And after hours is the one you want to attend. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get to all your reaction now. I know everybody's fired up for this Knicks victory. Let's go to Van in Staten Island. What's up, Van?
Hey, how are you doing, Tommy?
I'm great, bro. Hope you're doing the same.
Yeah, same. You know, I just wanted to say, I think the Knicks won because of me.
Yes. Why is that? What'd you do? Yeah.
Well, the first thing I did was I went to Ralph's Italian Ices.
Beautiful.
And I had the new Brunson blender.
Really? Flavor. So Brunson has a new flavor or a flavor at Ralph's Italian Ices. What kind of flavor is it? What are we working with?
It's just vanilla with orange creamsicle.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I love vanilla. So you had me at hello on that one. And when did you have this? Right before tip-off?
Yeah, I would say like about an hour before maybe.
Yeah, a beautiful day for it, by the way. This is as perfect a day as you could ever get weather-wise. I'm just hoping and wishing that this is going to be the weather we get for the parade because it was spotless outside. Spotless. About 80s, low 80s, full sunshine, no humidity. It was amazing.
Yes, and the second thing was when the Knicks were down 15,
yeah,
something told me to put a live bet on them, and ever since I put that bet, they just came back, and looks like they woke up in the third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, they won the game, Van, and now you could buy an entire store at Ralph's. I mean, you could buy an entire Ralph's. I think they're like plus 600, plus 700, probably at their most juiciest on the money line. I got in the mix. I got in the mix there. The Knicks have been very profitable, and always gamble responsibly. The Knicks have been very profitable in this run and very enjoyable. And yeah, it's just, it's amazing. I've told the story a bunch on the air tonight, but if you're just tuning in on YouTube, what's up? If you're listening on the radio, I was driving into work tonight and the bars were legitimately, because I got a watch party coming up on Friday. Once I have the full details on everything, meaning if I have a live read in front of me and I can just tell you all, because I don't want to just, oh, I think it'll be this, I think it'll be that. You don't need that. You want exact details. So once I have the exact details, point by point, I'll give them to you and we'll go from there. But I'm driving around going, this is insane. There are lines to get in some of these places. On a Wednesday night, I know it's New York City, but still, it's Wednesday night. Game two, Friday night, after this type of victory, and now we can all smell it. We can taste it. We can lick it. I probably shouldn't do that, lick it on YouTube. It's a family show. I apologize for that. Although it is after hours, so we could really get a little spicier. But we could do all those type of things. Feel it. Yeah. That's where we're at. And you have a Friday night in the greatest city in the world? Let's go! Let's go! Let's head to Bob and Keyport on the Fan. Bob, what can I do you for?
What's going on, Tommy?
You tell me, brother. What's going on?
Listen, gotta stay positive.
Always.
But it's just, it's hard to be positive when the Spurs are up 1-0 analytically in the series.
You know what? Bob? I did get a text from Kenny Atkinson after the game, and he wanted to tell the audience that even though the Spurs did not, in fact, win the game, even though they had a double-digit lead in the third quarter, lost by double digits, they did, in fact, win the game analytically, and they are now up 1-0 analytically in the series. Analytically
speaking.
Did
you see the analytical Larry O'Brien trophy? It's beautiful.
I did. In fact, the analytical finals is going on right now between the Cavs and the Thunder.
We spoke about that a couple nights ago.
It's airing on ESPN 13. That's what it's airing on
right
now.
Yes, the Thunder won last night, yep. 194-22.
194-22, but analytically, Bob, it was a lot closer than that score would indicate. It was 194-22, but analytically speaking, it was a lot closer. It was a lot closer. But yeah, I heard from Kenny Atkinson about that. The Spurs analytically outplayed the Knicks tonight and actually won the game. So they're up 1-0 analytically in this series. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Irwin in Mahwah, New Jersey. What's up, Irwin?
I'm watching the game with my 87-year-old parents.
Love it.
I've never been happier before. My father called the third quarter. He said they'll be tied at 76. I couldn't believe it. And my mom told me to relax. I was taking edibles, and she's like, just
taking
relax.
Some edibles. Well, shouldn't edibles make you relax, though? Shouldn't that really?
That's why I was taking them. I was so nervous. I couldn't actually fathom going down 0-1 to them.
Yeah, I would have. You do these things at your own peril, but I would have probably taken the edible maybe a little bit earlier, so it kicked in by the time you were getting in that agita period in the third quarter?
Yeah, by the time it kicked in, I was really enjoying myself in the fourth quarter because we played our hearts out. And Brunson made that shot. My mother called it. She said, Brunson's going to hit a three-pointer.
Yeah, in
and
the corner.
He did.
Yep.
That three-pointer made the difference in the
game.
Yeah,
it was off an offensive rebound. And you're right, that was a huge three. And they took off from there. I think it made it a four-point game, something like that. But it was a massive three for Brunson. And he was unbelievable again down the stretch as he is the best player in this series. And, Irwin, whether you're on an edible or not, the Knicks are just a joy to watch. I mean, isn't that not New York City in a nutshell? Irwin and his 86-year-old parents watching the Knick game and Irwin on an edible. Our digital department's already here. Did I stay on too long? Is it 6 a.m.? Maybe our digital team has showed up. Maybe I've been on the air since 6 a.m. I think we're just capturing images from Madison Square Garden and so forth. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. But yeah, that pretty much sums up our great city. Two 86-year-olds, God bless them, 86 years young. Their son, Irwin, enjoying basketball because sports is the family business, for sure. We're made it for life like geese with our teams. We grew up rooting for the teams that we grew up for because of a grandparent, because of a parent, because of an uncle, because of an aunt, or an aunt, as some would say, a cousin, whatever the case may be, brother, sister. And now we all get to enjoy it together. And you get to enjoy an edible in the third quarter. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. No edibles for your boy on Friday, but we'll be knocking back Coronas big time. I'm going to the moon. I'll see you at the stars. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Caroline is in Westchester County. What's going on, Caroline?
Hi, what's going on, Positive Tommy?
What is happening?
I just want to say I appreciate your show.
Thank you.
I'm a major Knicks fan.
Thank you.
I'm 59 years old, but I'm a diva, so you give me a hug. You know?
And yeah, I'm going to give you a big old bear hug at the parade. I'll see you out there. I'll pin something on my phone.
As long as nobody gets crazy, right?
Nobody's
going to remember. Never forget.
Yeah, absolutely not. No, 100%. Everybody's going to be on the up and up. It's going to be great.
And I'm so psyched for the Knicks.
Yeah, you got to be, Caroline.
And I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
So I'm from Westchester County, originally from Yonkers. That's why I have a Brooklyn accent.
Well, people.
And yay, Knicks.
Go ahead, Caroline. It's your show. I'm just living with you. Yeah, is there really a Brooklyn accent? I mean, I know people think there are. I mean, to me, it's a New York accent. I'm sorry. I don't want to get into this conversation tonight. But whether you're from Staten Island, the Shaolin Land, or whether you're from Brooklyn, or whether you're from, like me, Long Island, we're all got the New York accent. That's really what we're rocking with here. Or Yonkers, or whatever the case may be. Bottom line is this. We're all pumped up. We're all fired up for this Knicks run, including Jim in Queens. What's going on, Jimmy?
Hey, Tommy, how's it going?
It's going great. Hope you're doing well, my friend.
Yeah. I got 2 points for you tonight.
Go ahead.
First, what's going on with Brunson in the beginning of the game? We got, like, he's passing the ball too much. He's not taking it to the rim. What's going on?
I think he's just saving some gas in the tank for the fourth quarter. I think it was rust. I think he got banged up a little bit. But the bottom line is this. He showed up when it matters the most, like he always does, and he was able to put this team on his back.
He did that great. Next point, what about Cat's defense? That was incredible.
Played his ass off. They wouldn't have been in the situation they were in, meaning within striking distance, and I appreciate the call, Jimbo, if it not for Karl Anthony Towns, who was fired up. And look, Cat has been labeled a lot of things by a lot of people, and I understand it. Whether it's soft, the low basketball IQ, isn't always the most aggressive on offense, the defense at times. Look, I've even said it, the guy can't guard a Christmas tree. But Karl Anthony Towns has been unbelievable, really ever since the deadline. And I credit to the Giannis nonsense, where I think Karl Anthony Towns took it personally, kind of like MJ in The Last Dance. He took it personally because it probably meant that Cat would be out of here if Giannis came into town. And look, Giannis needed the Knicks more than the Knicks needed Giannis. I don't know. How could that not be more abundantly clear? Is it abundantly or abundantly? Doesn't matter. We're not. Let's be real here. I say, you say, who cares? If I get a word right, I don't get a word right. Are you really expecting much here as far as the wordsmanship? Easy for me to say. Karl Anthony Towns, I think, it was weighing on him. And once the deadline came and went, and Giannis wasn't a Knick, I think Cat was able to focus mentally. He realized he would be a part of this team, be a part of this run. He would get to finish what he was brought in here to do. And Cat is not only playing his best basketball of his Knick career, he's playing the best basketball of his entire career. And this is a guy who went to the Western Conference Finals with Minnesota. This is a all-star year in and year out. What he has done, and credit if the story is true, he marched into Mike Brown's office and said, the offense, and I'm paraphrasing, I wasn't there, but he basically walked in and said, yo, Mike Brown, I don't know if he says, yo, Mike Brown, or he says, hey, Mike Brown, or Mike Brown, what's going on? But whatever he said to introduce the conversation, what followed, paraphrasing reportedly, is we got to run the offense through me. And Mike Brown said, that's a great idea. And ever since they've been doing that, the Knicks have taken off. Run the offense through Cat, and then let Jalen Brunson finish things. Rinse and repeat. But Cat has been unbelievable on both ends of the floor. No doubt about that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Ross in Bergen County. What's up, Ross?
Mr. Woogie, how you doing, man?
Great, bro. Good to hear from you.
Good hearing from you, too, bro. Listen, I'm fired up right off the bat.
that Brunson shot in the corner, one of those, like you guys used to run the promo, when this happened, you heard it on the fan, it's one of those moments.
Yeah.
You'll always know where you were when it happened, bro. And just a quick reality check with this team, bro. Listen, you're the power of positivity. You'll say it yourself. It got to a point with the 2-1. Talk about another spot. I remember where I was. Night one of the draft, I just got back from a draft watch party. I put you on the air. And I remember you saying it got to a point where we were staring down 2-1, face with the face in the barrel, and you even kind of laid off the positivity and had reality of, all right, Mike Brown, you know, wake the bleep up. That's how really
he was getting out coached, and I think
you were being realistic.
Well, it wasn't even necessarily being realistic. I think I owed it to my audience that night, who was frustrated to be down 2-1 and to have two bad losses in a row. I owed it to them to kind of lay it out and be like, hey, if they don't, I think they'll win the series, but if they don't, there's going to be major changes.
But bro, like the fact that, and this is a story, you know, this is a conversation for another day, but everything with the Mets and how you've always given the benefit of the doubt. I mean, this team that's putting up historic numbers, and I'm only saying this in hindsight because how much did we need those two games looking back?
It was a wake-up call.
The way they've done them.
It was a kick in the ass.
The way they've won those games, man, it's unreal, bro. I'm still trying to process this front as it's going on, bro.
Yeah, it's one of those things, Ross, where you can't process it. You're in a state of trance. You are in, maybe you're like the other guy that called up that was going pretty hard. He was going ham on the edibles. My suggestion is don't try to process it. Enjoy it. We are all in a state of euphoria and not just the TV show, which I still haven't seen yet. As you know, I got to wait till the end of the season, which just happened. I heard this finale was terrible, but my girl Sydney Sweeney showed a lot in the series. So I'll be in the mix or the season or just in general in the series, I should say. But yeah, I haven't checked it out yet. But we are all in a state of euphoria. And I think we should live in that state for as long as humanly possible. Because sports can be a cruel, 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 cruel mistress. But in this instance, ride the wave. Ride the momentum. The coalition of Nick haters, they're waving the white flag. You know that. All of those guys. They're done. They're, Evan will bend the knee. Portnoy will bend the knee. Skip Bayless will bend the knee. Draymond Green will bend the knee. They're all going to wave the white flags. They know it's over. Listen, it was a great run. If you hate the Knicks, you had a great run. If you laughed LOL Knicks and had fun at the expense of Dolan and this franchise and this fan base, you had a great run. Nothing lasts forever. But now it's time to step aside, eat your crow, and you will have a front row seat for the greatest parade in the history of this town, in the history of this city, which is lining up, I think, to be a Friday. Unless my math is off here. Game 4 Wednesday, parade on Friday. Don't do the parade on Thursday. Come on. Have it on Friday. Some of us got to go to work on Thursday night. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go. Where do I want to go here? Let's go to Joe in Rockland. What's up, Joe?
Luke, how you doing tonight?
Doing great, bro. Good to hear from you.
I got to tell you, there's some days that you can't even imagine how they come together.
Mm-hmm.
I had a proposal today. She said yes, and then I had to go think about the Knicks for the rest of the night. And to have those two things come together is a night that you just...
Let me ask you this, Joe. Is it your lovely fiance reconsider her decision? You're telling me you got engaged and then what, you told her to hit the bricks and then you go watch the game? What was the situation?
I was getting the updates through the rest of the night, but the Knicks were on my mind. Maybe a little bit on the back burner, unfortunately.
Were you watching the game, or were you doing engagement type of things?
No, we were doing engagement type of things.
I got you.
But you just have those days with you were mentioning it before. You just can't even process it. You can't process days like that.
Well, Joe, for you, it's a day that you'll never forget. You'll always look back on this as the day that you got engaged to your beautiful bride-to-be, and then also you got to see the Knicks win a championship. Although you didn't technically get to see it, but you got to feel it. You got updates on it. Because this series is over. OVA. It's a wrap. And I have been telling you guys and gals for a week, hi, YouTube, that this series would end in 5. It's going to end in 4. I don't think the Spurs get off the mat. And until this Knicks team loses, how could anybody get in front of a microphone and say, well, the Knicks are going to lose this game? Really? They haven't lost in over a month. You're going to have to drive the stake through their heart, and I just don't see it. They're definitely not losing 4 games. Definitely not. They might lose one. They might feel sorry for the Spurs and go, you know what? We'll give them one game. But game four right now, Madison Square Garden, those tickets are probably going to go for, I can't even, a lot of boxes of ziti. It's a lot of fajouls. Money got, money got, money got. 100 years you've been making money got. It's going to go for a lot of boxes of fajouls. I'm known from Mulberry Street around the world. But that's the deal. It's going to be a lot of money. But it's going to be a party of a lifetime, starting from when they clinch it, to the parade, to the after hours of the parade, and then for weeks to come. And it's the summer. The weather, and you know what happens in the summer. I don't have to tell you, fellas. You walk around the city when the weather gets warmer. How you doing? I mean, that's just the way it works. They go, the nice-looking ladies, they go south for the winter. You can't even see a kneecap walking the street when you walk on the streets. It's like everybody's a triple layered. The weather warms up, ready to go. The bars are packed. The Knicks are in the finals. They're three wins away from a championship. It is absolute bedlam in Manhattan right now. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Danny is in Whitestone. What's up, Danny?
Hey, how's it going, Tommy?
Hey, great.
Just calling to tell you, game seven that the Spurs just played, you know, they only shot 45% field goal percentage. You know, the Knicks have been doing it 52% or higher. And they've been having garbage time. With you know, whatever, their field goal percentage actually will be higher. What I'm trying to tell you guys is that, you know, this is a no contest, just like you're saying, Tommy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we got home field advantage now, going forward.
Yep.
And this series is looking really, really good in our favor. And you know, parade is coming. Parade is coming.
No, absolutely, the parade is. It's just a matter of when the parade's going to be. As the late, great Charlie Murphy once said, it was a landslide victory. And that's what it is. Game blouses. That was actually Prince. Really, Dave Chappelle as Prince, telling the story of playing basketball against Prince. Oh, man, I'm not on your team. But he started calling out these plays. I heard Brunson tonight. Computer blue. Darling picky. But that's what was happening. Look, it is just, it's too easy. It's just, this is the best. This is the best. Because I could be as cocky, as arrogant, as... Is jubilation a word? I think it is. But what would you use if you didn't use jubilation? Doesn't matter. YouTube could tell me. I can't see what you're telling me, but maybe you can get it to somebody on YouTube to tell me. Bottom line is this. You wait a lifetime for this type of run, and when you get it, ride the wave, ride the party, and enjoy it to its fullest degree. Sean is in the Shaolin land of Staten Island. What's up, Sean?
Hi, Tommy. Just wanted to say the show was just... downright awesome tonight.
Thank you.
I had two things to add, one about the Knicks and then one also a follow-up on the caller before about Ralph.
Yeah, so about Ralph. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Carl Anthony Towns, just the way he shut down Wembanyama tonight was just downright awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And Jalen Brunson, just it's incredible the way he takes over fourth quarters.
Insane.
Is just ridiculous. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that.
No, he's the clutchest player in the sport, and he's Jeter, he's Eli, he's all those things wrapped into one, undersized, underdog, at times undervalued, and he just has the heart of a champion. He is the king of New York. He is basketball in this town royalty as far as just what he's about to do for all of us, and that's and he's not alone. Obviously, they built this team around him. If they didn't have the team around him, they wouldn't be winning the championship, but they'd also be nothing without Jalen Brunson. He started all of this. He was the big move that Leon Rose made, which was not the most popular decision, but it turned out to be the best thing that Leon Rose and this franchise has ever done, bringing in Jalen Brunson, and now we will have that championship for the first time in 53 years.
Exactly. And about Ralph.
Yeah.
I don't mean to knock Ralph. I don't mean to be like, you know.
Well, hold on a second. Wait a minute now. You might be entering a world of pain here. You about to take a shot at Ralph's? Feels like it.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
But I feel like I came up with the first Jalen Brunson special ever.
Oh, boy. What was this, a night in college or something like that? You know, you were kind of, I need this. You were like the MacGyver of putting together Italian ISIS.
It was the blue Hawaiian mixed with the orange. That is the Jalen Brunson spesh through and through.
That's a spesh? Only the best. I didn't know that was the spesh. If that's the spesh and it's only the best, I mean, it's just for good measures. I mean, that's what you got to do. Hey, look, we're all going to try to claim this, that, and the other. If you think you made the first ever Jalen Brunson ice or pizza or whatever the case may be, have at it. We all got plenty of things that we're all the undisputed this, and there's probably a lot of disputing it. But the bottom line is, this is the best. And you're spot on with Carl Anthony Towns. His defense was tremendous. He was unbelievable. He was a big part of the comeback in the third quarter. When Brunson was kind of going through it and struggling, Carl Anthony Towns Cat was the guy, you know, as the offense is being run through him, his D, his rebounding, everything. Everything and more. From a guy that has his fair share of critics, he has been silencing them. He will continue to silence them as he is three wins away from being an NBA champion. And along with Brunson, because I think it's those two guys at the head of the table, not outside of a Dolan, outside of a Leon Rose, a Mike Brown, when we're talking about just the players, those two guys kind of sit at the head of the table because they're the stars. They need help. The guys around them are just as important, but the two stars are always going to get that star treatment for years and years to come. And Brunson and Carl Anthony Towns are those two dudes for sure. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join the conversation for the next hour here on After Hours. Knicks take game one of the NBA Finals. The Fan Focus that is presented by We'll start that over again. Can you do a little rewind? Remember John Cena, the prototype, that gimmick that he had before he got up into the WWE? He would do a promo and then he would do a rewind. We'll just rewind that one because I screwed up the read and we want to give Chef IQ their due here. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. It's Jalen Brunson, the King of New York, as clutch as it gets. Jeter, Eli, Brunson, Messier. Say no more. Absolute royalty in this city for what he has done for this franchise, for what he has done for this fan base, for what he means and represents. We can never repay him. That's how much we thank him. That's how great he is. That's how clutch he is. And most importantly, it's clutch. You know, Jalen Brunson is going to have a situation throughout his career now, from what it's been to what it's going to end up, where nobody is going to go in front of a microphone. I'm talking national media, even local media. They're never going to go in front of a microphone and say, Jalen Brunson is the best player in the sport. Jalen Brunson is a top five player in the sport. Jalen Brunson is this. Jalen Brunson is that. Never going to hear that. But you know what you're going to hear? Jalen Brunson, when the chips were down, he was the best player in the sport. When the money was on the line, Jalen Brunson was the best player in the sport. When this team, when this city needed him, Jalen Brunson answered the bell. And Jalen Brunson has ice water flowing through his veins. He is Captain Clutch. He is the captain of this team. He is everything. Just like Jeter wasn't the best baseball player or Eli wasn't the best quarterback. But you know what they were? Gamers. They had heart. They had guts. They had intestinal fortitude, never say die. They got better when the game got bigger and the moments got tougher. And those type of players are beloved in this town. Beloved. Because it's not only about championships, but it's what you do in those clutch moments that separate you from, because there's a lot of great players that have played basketball here. And I've said this before, I love Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing was the first athlete that I ever, you know, fell in love with as a fan. So I love the Knicks. I love Patrick Ewing. And this isn't about necessarily taking a shot at Patrick, but the bottom line is this: Jalen Brunson is going to pass him on the all-time list. Patrick Ewing, as far as both ends of the floor, better basketball player, because he could play defense with the best of them and was great offensively. And yeah, the supporting cast wasn't as great around Patrick. And certainly if it was, or if he was healthy in 99, who knows? But you know what? Those are the breaks that sports. Jalen Brunson, as far as a two-way player, is not better than Patrick Ewing. But as far as being a better Knick, Jalen Brunson is better once he wins this championship, which is going to happen very, very soon. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Another hour to go. But that's plenty of time to take your calls, your reaction to the Knicks once again winning a playoff game as the streak continues. They're up 1-0 in their series in the NBA Finals against the Spurs. Game 2 will be Friday night in San Antonio. 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.